Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Rabbi Mori Mimorazi Sheyuchiu. Schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Mordechai. Schus Rabbi Henoch Dov Ben Lipsha. Yochebet Fegabas, Machai Yochebet Fegabas Michal Dispasia, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana. Basheba Basarachaya. Shalom Hebracha Bahatzlacha Bachom Masei Dehem. Rios Hashlema, Rav Baruch Hertz. And Sarat Zippora, should have Brius Hashlem, that Hashalah Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem. I'm going to be learning Pasuk of Man Yirbu Yimeichim, Yimei B'neichem, Al Adama, Asher Nishba Hashem La'avotzeichem, L'seislam, Kimei Hashemayim, Al Ha'aretz, and this is going to be based in the Torah B'mein of Rabbeinu, HaGaon HaGadol Muflag V'Amuflag, Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal. It says in the Pasuk, after Torah telling us about the various mitzvahs of Talmud Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzah. If you keep them, the man yibu yamechem yibinechem ala adam asher nishba Hashem la'avotzeichem uchsatu al mezuzah v'sechav yisharecha. Put up your mezuzahs. The man yibu yamechem yibinechem in order you should have a long life. Where? Ala adam on the earth. Asher nishba Hashem la'avotzeichem l'seis lahem. And that God commanded your avos to give to them. Like the days of the Shemayim, the days of the heavens on the earth. We have to understand what this means, Kimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz. Chora, what it means is Arichus Yamim. Eternal life, forever. Like we see in the Sifri, Shiyuchayim v'kayamim, la'olam al'ol me'olamim. We're going to live forever. Because Shemayim are Nitzchim. Talk about Shemayim, is Milashon Shem, what's there in the spiritual world. That's forever. So why does it say, Kimei HaShemayim al ha'aretz? Like the Shemayim on the aretz. Why on the aretz? So you want to talk about eternity, talk about Shemayim. Why Al Haaretz? Not only that, but really, Yimei HaShemayim in the meantime isn't more than the days on the Haaretz. Because everything was created in the first day. So, why is it Talui in Yimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz? Lashon of the Nitziv and the Emek Dover is Emu Venis Kolkach Melitzas Hakasev Rei Hashemayim V'Aretz Yimeim Shavim U'maze Lashon Hashemayim Al Haaretz, like the days of the heavens and the earth. You want to say the heavens are eternal? They're really not. They are created on the first day, so it's not eternal. Like the days of the heavens on the Shemayim on the Aretz, like the days of the heavens on the earth. In the meantime, they're the same amount of time. So why do you have to say both? So on one hand, you want to say Shemayim is eternal. Then say Shemayim. What do you need to bring in the Aretz for? On the other hand, neither is eternal. Because the Shemayim, we're created together with the Eretz in the first day. So what's going on over here? We also have to understand that it says, L'man yibu yimeichem yimeichem ala adama v'shen ashba Hashem l'asechem seis lahem. And that it says, Kimei HaShemayim ala Eretz. it starts off by saying Laman Yuri Mechem Nechem Ala Adama. The Adama is not going to last forever. The Adama is not going to last forever. And the Pasuk is not talking about Am Yisrael. Pasuk is talking about Yechidim. Man Yirbu Yimeichem Yimeichem Ala Adama. We're going to see in the Gemara that it's talking about individuals. So how do you say about individuals that they're going to be on the Adama and it's going to be Kimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz? The two separate things. There's the Adama and then there's Shemayim Al Haaretz. So why does it start by saying Adama? If it's Shemayim Al Haaretz, it's Shemayim Al Haaretz, but it starts by saying Adama. Is the earth really eternal? And if it isn't, you can just say Kimei Shemayim, Kimei Al Haaretz, or Kimei Adama. Now, it's a very difficult pasuk to understand. Of course, we say it every day, and we've said it tens of thousands of times. But the beautiful thing about learning Torah is that gives you an opportunity to actually think about what you're saying. And then you realize, oh, what does this mean? Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, Chulin Kuf Mem Beis Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yaakov says, Hari Shemar Lo Aviv, some of his father told him, go up to this tower and bring me some birds. Goes up, takes the mother bird, sends it away, takes the children birds, shalech the shalech ha'saim, like the Torah says. So he does shiluach ha'kein, does kibur aveim, and on his way down he dies. So where it says, where's the toivas yamim? Man yitav lach l'man yarichun yamecha, where's the arichus yamim, where's the toivas yamim? He did two mitzvahs, he's supposed to get good long life. So where is it going to be? We don't see it. He died. He was doing Kibbutz Aveim and Shiluch HaKein and he died. Man Yitav Lach is the day that's forever good. That's Laman Yitav Lach. The day that's Tov forever. The next world. Laman Yarichun Yamecha, the world that's forever long. The next world. Why? Gemara says, Schar Mitzvah Bahayam Malekah. There's no Schar Mitzvah in this world. We see from this that whatever is said here, this Schar that the Torah is promising, yes, is not in this world. We have to understand, because the Gemara in Chulin says that any Mitzvah Seseh Shematin Schar B'tzida, any Mitzvah Seseh that the reward is written next to it, Bezin Shalmata is not Musar Aleha. Bezin Shalmata doesn't punish. Rashi, Lekach Pirish Matin Schar Aloy Marlcha, in Los Kaimena, Zeo Oncho Shlo Tito Schar Ze. The reason the Matan Schar is Misparish is to tell you that if you're not Makayim this mitzvah, this is going to be your Onish. What's going to be your Onish? That you're not going to take this Schar. Not that Beis Din is going to punish you, but you're not going to get this schar. So anytime Matan schar is bitsida, Beis Din doesn't get involved. Now if the schar is Leilam Haba, so it's Pashit that all mitzvahs you get schar in Leilam Haba. So why are these mitzvahs any different? That this is the onish, you're not going to get this schar. As the Torah is saying, if you're not going to be Mekayim this mitzvah, this is the onish, you're not going to get this schar, not that Beis Din is going to get involved. You're not going to get the schar the Torah tells you. But if the schar is only in Olam Haba, then that applies to all mitzvahs. So how are mitzvahs where the schar is written next to the mitzvah? How are those mitzvahs different than any other mitzvah? Just like those mitzvahs are Olam Haba. So to all mitzvahs are Olam Haba. But here you see there's a difference. Because mitzvah shisman schar b'tzida, The Torah is telling you, oh, you're not going to get this schar. And therefore, Beis Din doesn't get involved. But that applies to all mitzvahs, because schar mitzvah b'chayim aleka for all the mitzvahs. So the men ishtanu, these mitzvahs are matan schar b'tzidah from all other mitzvahs. Also in the Gemara in Yuma, daf yud aleph on the base, we include women in the chiyuv of mezuzah. Since it says, man yirbu yimeichem, what, only men want to live long? Women don't want to live long? If you see women, they exercise, they diet. Women want to live long. If they don't exercise and diet, they want to live long, right? But, so they do mezuzah. So they have the mitzvah of mezuzah, man yirbu yimeichem. It's the Gemara in Yuma. Now, if this is talking about Olam Haba, Reikeinu b'chol mitzvahs. So, all mitzvahs are Olam Haba. So why dafka by this mitzvah say what? Women want life and men don't need, women need life, men need life and women don't need life. Also women need life. But if this is talking about life in Olam Haba, and how is this different than all other mitzvahs? All mitzvahs give you life in Olam Haba. So how are mitzvahs that man schar b'tzida? How are those mitzvahs different than regular mitzvahs? If they're all in Olam Haba? And how is mezuzah different than all other mitzvahs? If we're talking about Olam Haba, then how is that different than all the mitzvahs? We say, oh, women, men need life and women don't need life. But it's Olam Shekulo Arach. So then how is this mitzvah different than other mitzvah? Gemara in Brachas. And they told Rav Yechon, they're old men in Bavel. He said, really? He says, they're on the land. Only in Eretz Yisrael. But then they said, no. They come early and they leave late in shul. He said, now I understand. The Rish Lakish says, his sons come, go early and late to shul, meaning go early and stay late. In order that you should have a long life. What's the pasuk? Asher isha me'ali, lishkor al dasosa yom yom, lishmor mizazas psachai. And afterwards it says, ki motzi motzachayim. Fortunate is the man that listens to me, who's always next to my doors, day or every day, guarding the doorposts. He's always there. And it says afterwards, whoever finds me finds life. So you sit in the Beis Medrash, it's life, Beis Knesset is life. So Memela, how do they get long life in Bavel? Because they're in Shul. And that's what gives them long life. Now, if Pshat is Olam Haba, so what's the nafkamina between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel? If Pshat is long life, Rabbi Yochanan is surprised they have long life in Bavel. So they explain to him, they stay late in the Beis Medrash. But if it's only talking about Olam Haba, then there's no difference in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to have any longer life in this world than in Bavel, because the whole schar is talking about Olam Haba. So we see from all this, all these sources, that we're pasha talking about Olam Haba. So how does that stem with the Sigyon and Kiddushin and Chulin, which says we're talking about Olam Haba? So in the Sigyon and Kiddushin, we see there's a machlokas. But it's a dachak to say that all these sugyas are kalokit some of the masnis in the kedushin. That holds that it's talking about schar and olam haba. As Rabbi there understands it. So that we the mission is like with Yaakov. It's talking about Tzchar and Olam Haba, but we see in all these places that it's not talking about Tzchar and Olam Haba, it's talking about Tzchar and Olam Haza. So it appears follows that the concept of day is connected to the sun, when it rises and when it sets. And therefore it's considered one day, and then another day, sunrise, sunset, as the old song goes. And this Indian is l'chor, not shayich, l'shamayim. על כל אשר בהם, שאין הם עניין כלל למהלך השמש והגלגלים. תורם את שמיים is the spiritual world. There's a world beyond this world, many worlds beyond this world. So when we talk about שמיים, שמיים has nothing to do with the sun, the rising and setting of the sun. It's not sky, like we have sky. We say, מן השמיים השמיע קולך, that Christ Baruch Hu made his voice heard from שמיים. Torah מן השמיים. What does it mean, Torah מן השמיים? Torah came from the clouds. There was some cloud, and God came from that cloud. In between the clouds. Well, שמיים is the spiritual world. So that's not Torah in the Shemesh. Nevertheless, we see an inyan of Yamim, even Klapei Shemayim, throughout the Shabbosis and Yamim Tovim. Right, these are spiritual days. These are Ruchnius Tikka days. A lot of halachic nafkaminas that they're Shemayim Tikka days. So we see that in Shabbos V'yamtiv, there's also there's Yamim Legabe Shemayim. So what does Shemayim have to do with time? So it must be that Shemayim, the day, is different. It's not like our day. Shemayim is Klapei Ruchnius, not like the earth, but it's Talui Bimei Haaretz. And through the Shem Yom, it's called a day down here, which is Klapei the Metzius Shel Ateva Gashmi Bo'olam Hazeh, which is vis-a-vis the physical Metzius in this world. It's a Shem Yom and Shemayim. That's no Geah to Inyan and Ruchnim. Like Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Shabbos is totally in the arts. That's how we know it's Shabbos. Because here on earth it's Yom Shabbos, so Mimela and Shemayim also. But it's obviously a Sugacha Shel Yomim. It's different because it's Shemayim, it's not arts. So according to this, it would appear, it's totally, and it depends on the dates down here. So according to this, it would appear, but that it says here, Sharibu Yamechim Yekimei Shamayim Al Haaretz. What this means is that it's true that Tzchar Mitzvah Bahai Amaleka, like we see in the Sigis and Kedushin and Chulin, because it's not Shaykh to have a Tzchar Gashmi on a Mitzvah, which is Mechayev Tzchar Ruchni. It's not Shaykh to have a physical material reward for a Mitzvah, because a mitzvah necessitates a spiritual reward. But nevertheless, we have a schar ruchni in Olam Hazeh as well. Mishkachas lan schar ruchni gam b'olam hazeh. Because schar mitzvah mitzvah. V'yaf v'shah achas b'tshuva ma'isim tovim b'olam hazeh b'kocha olam haba. Better is one moment of tshuva ma'isim tovim in this world from God's olam haba, the whole mitzias of avodas Hashem only has a makom in olam hazeh. Epazoi, yesh mokum l'schar shel yamei ha-shamayim, which is chayim ruchnim, ba'oifin shel yamei ha-shamayim al ha-aretz. So the whole mitzvah of serving Hashem is in this world. And when you do one mitzvah, you get schar, you get another, do another mitzvah, another mitzvah. So there's room for schar, and you have yamei shamayim, of Chaim Ruchnim. Meaning, the Schar of Ruchni is here in this world. There's a makom for Schar Shel Yimei Shamayim of Chaim Ruchnim Al Aretz, that it's connected to the Gashmis of this world. And that's what it means. Al Adam Asher Nishba Hashem. When it says on the earth, that I gave you the mind, you were Nechem, Nechem, Al Adam Asher Nishba Hashem, Al Sechem System, Kemei Shemaim Al Aretz. There's going to be a Ribu Yamim Agashmi, but also get there in the same category of Yemei Shamayim, which are spiritual days that are connected to the land. That's what the Patara is promising. They're saying that you're going to have a long life, ala adama, on the land. In other words, you're going to have a lot of days in the physical land, but you're going to have this schar ruchni in the world of Gashmis, in the ribu yamim agashmi. So you have a schar ruchni in olam hazeh. And that's what it means, Yimei Shamayim. Yimei Shamayim ala aretz. That the Ruchnis is going to be in the Gashmi's world. It's going to be a Ruchnis sticker reward in the Gashmi's world. Ala Adama, on the earth. You're going to have the mind, Yirbu Yimeche, Yimei Benechem, ala Adama. It's going to be on the physical earth. You're going to have the spiritual reward. And the Sifri here, according to one Lashon, Kimei HaShemayim is talking about Olam Hava. According to a different Lashon, it's Yuchayim V'Kayim L'Olam Olmei Olamim. You live forever. You live forever is Olam Hava. So what's the Machlokas in the Sifri? Based on what we said, the Ikar Pasuk is for a Schar Ruchni. What does it mean, a Schar Ruchni? A Schar Ruchni means Olam Hava. That's the Schar Ruchni. And the Schar Ruchni can be found for Ribu Yamim Al Adama. If it's Ba'ofen Shel Kimei HaShemayim Al Aretz, like the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama, the first Lashon, says it's talking about Olam Haba. So when it says in the Pasuk, Kimei HaShemayim Al Aretz, what that means when it says Olam Haba, it means a Schar Ruchni. That's what it means, Kimei HaShemayim Al Aretz. Just the discussion is, the argument is, what's being defined here as Shemayim? What's the focus here when it says Shemayim? Is it vis-a-vis the Ruchnius, which is Chayei Shemayim, or the Eternity, which is Chayei Shemayim? One opinion is Olam Haba, the other opinion is La'olam la'olmei olam. Now, both of them are going to be forever. Right? Chaim, that's Ruchnim, are going to be Chayei Netzach, because Ruchnius doesn't end. Gashmius is Dabar Kalav and Nifsad, not Ruchnius. So Machlokas is, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? According to Lishna Kama, the Pshat in the Pasuk is Chayei Ruach. So when it says Kimei HaShemayim Al Aretz, it means that you're going to have a spiritual life. And of course, Memel, it's going to last forever. But it's talking primarily, it's going to be Kimei Shemayim, it's going to be the spiritual life, Al Aretz, on the physical land. Memel, it's going to last forever, but the focus is in the spiritual life. And the other opinion is Olam HaOlamim. It's telling you eternal life. The focus is on the eternity. Kimei HaShemayim Al Aretz. So since we explained that Ribu Yamim Al Adama is only if it's Chayim. Shem Kimei Shemayim Al Aretz. When are you going to have a long life? When it's Shemayim Al Aretz, when it's Ruchni Yisdek. That is only Ba'ofen Shebedaito Shel Kel Deus. That's the famous language of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva 3:2 with regard to the Mishkal HaMaisim Schar V'Schar Ba'onesh. As Kivan Shenit, since we explained that Ribuya Yam is only if their life that's Kimei Shemayim Al Aretz, spiritual life, that's only in an instance, Shebedaato Shel Kel Deot, Yesh Makom LaSachar Ruchani, when the Rambam uses that, using the context of Schar Vanish, that's only if Hashem decides that there's room for Schar Ruchni V'Olam Hazeh, because the Schar is going to bring to more mitzvahs. But if he knows, Hashem knows, that it's not going to bring to more mitzvahs in this world, because the Yetzihara and other shtusim in the world that push a person away from Hashem. So then, Bal Karcho is Shishchara Limei Shamayim Einu Al Aretz, Ela Bashamayim Ulolam Shekulo Aruch. Then his Shchar of Yimei Shamayim is going to be here. It's only going to be here if it brings to more Ruchnius. But if it doesn't bring to more ruchnius, if it doesn't bring to more mitzvahs, then it's going to be in the next world. And faren for the alakashis, that of course the ikar schar is limei shamayim and le'olam shekulo aruch. Of course the ikar schar is going to be in the next world. Why? Because schar mitzvah b'hayal malekah, there's no schar mitzvah in this world. There's no schar mitzvah in this world. However, there is room for payment of schar in this world when it is kimei shemayim al haaretz, when it's a ruchniyistic reward. God's going to give you ruchnius of schar mitzvah mitzvah, you're going to be able to do more mitzvahs. You're going to feel the geshmak of the ruchnius. So that's a schar mitzvah in this world. And therefore, these mitzvahs that are promised you schar is considered matan schar b'tzid in this world. Because there is a mitzias where you're going to get schar even in this world. And those are these mitzvahs like kibud av v'aim, shiluch haken, mezuzah, where the Torah promises you the matan schar. That's talking about ikimei shemayim al haaretz tikas schar. And therefore, it's going to be arichus yamim b'fo'al, like we saw in brachas, right? That they spent a long time in the Beis Medrash, early, late. So they're going to have a richus yamim b'fo'al even in this world. They're going to be in this world, on the earth. But it's going to be a shemayim tikaschar in this world. There is something special, something that's shaykh to this world. It's dafka in those mitzvahs that man schar b'tzida, that the reward is stated next to it. And also, since women need life, it can't be that they're not going to be in the schar that's going to have chayim l'maisa b'olam hazeh. So male women also need to have the mitzvah of mezuzah. Aval ze lo mechayev schar b'olam hazeh dafka. This isn't mechayev schar in this world. This is not mechayev schar in this world. The belava chigam ribu yamim ba'olam hazeh rak echitim siluvivu shel yamei shamayim. Because anyway, the idea of ribu yamim in this world is only as a hechitimsi, ribu yamim of yamei shamayim, of ruchnius. That's going to increase one's ruchnius. The purpose of having the ribu yamim in this world is to increase ruchnius, but that's only if it's going to work. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes a person's going to have ribu yamim in this world, and God knows it's not going to help because of the pituim of the Yetzer Hara. Everybody has bechira, so God knows that it's not going to be good for the person to have this ribu yamim in this world. And therefore, there could be a mitzias where somebody goes up a tree, does shiluach hakein, does kibud av v'aim, and he falls, and he dies, and he's still going to have schar shel yamei shamayim b'shamayim. Okay, he's going to get his long, beautiful spiritual life, but in the next world. However, there is also a mitzius of ribui olam hazeh. That's what the other sugyas are talking about. Those other sugyas that we mentioned. Let's say that there's schar in this world. I'm talking about a mitzvah where the schar in this, where there is going to be schar in this world, where it's going to be good for the person. So that's the Sugi of Matan Schar B'tzida, and that's Mezuzah, and that's the Sabe B'Bavel, that they spend a long time in the Beis Medrash, they're going to get a long life in this world. They're going to have this Ruchnius life in this world, which is going to allow them to keep more mitzvahs, schar mitzvah, mitzvah, and get more schar in the next world. But there could also be a mitzvah where it's not going to be good for the person, and therefore the person had to die when he was doing his Kibbur Avim and his Shiloh HaKein. So that's stage one of our journey. And there's another leg. And I asked the Rabbanu Shalom that he give me life, that we can learn that together. But this is very lo pshutim. So Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to learn it, and we should be zochet to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.